I want to just quickly tell you about this story, how bad things are really getting because men are weak and because this order has been broken. It's been replaced, though. It's turning around, coming back to order of God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. There is this, these people that I want to tell you about really fast. There's a woman called Jada Pinkett Smith. She is a wife of Will Smith. And they have a daughter called Willow Smith, I guess. And Jada has a mother. And they're sitting on this, they have what they call a TV show. They're sitting at a red table. They're supposed, I guess, talk about everything. Well, Jada, her daughter, and her mother are talking about pornographic stuff. They were addicted to porn. Jada Smith, at least, says she was addicted to porn. I was shocked when I heard her say that. How is it that you could sink so low in life that you mention that in the public, first of all, if you're a woman, especially if you're a woman? And then secondly, how do you say that in front of your daughter and your mother? And then the mother goes along with it. Wow, how sick the mother is. And the daughter's sick too. They're all sick because the man is sick. Will is not guiding his family. No wonder they all screwed up. But I can't blame Will for screwing up Jada. I'm sure she was already screwed up before he met her because the mother's screwed up. Here is Jada Pinkett Smith. She is coming clean about one of her past addiction. She says she couldn't stop watching porn before starting a relationship with Will Smith. I would divorce this woman so fast to make her head swim. Unless you, like, really sorry about it and know that it was wrong to overcome it. But I wouldn't want her to tell my daughter about that. This is a Red Table Talk aired on episode where Jada, her daughter Willow, and Jada's mother, Adrienne, was talking about their porn use. Three women. Here's Willow Smith, the daughter, admit she liked watching classy porn.
40 million people watch porn on a regular basis.
40 million people? Low key. I'm down for the expensive looking stuff.
So look, Willow has become like her mother, and Jada has become like her mother. They're all in a fallen state. They're all gross, and they need to repent, but they also need a man to guide them. This is what happens when men, beta males, the light goes out and the women can't find their way. They're lost. This is a failure of men in their lives. Jada goes on to admit her previous addiction to porn before meeting her husband, Will Smith.
What'd you say?
If I was still on my porn game, I'd be able to show you some good porn. Because back in the day, I had a little porn addiction. But I wasn't in a relationship when I had a porn addiction.
These people need counseling. If you guys run up on either one of these people or all three, have them call my office, set up a counseling appointment. They need help. Because Will can't help them. They need help, folks. These women are lost. That's sick. First of all, you shouldn't be letting the public know you're addicted to that. Anyway, they're going to judge you. And once they judge you, they never stop judging you. This is why men shouldn't be telling their women, their wives, and no woman about their weakness. Because women will never forgive you. They judge. Here's where later on in the episode, Adrienne makes, and this is Jada's mother, makes an intriguing comment about finding balance with porn, as if it's to say porn is okay. Here's that soundbite.
I guess it's about balance. Like, when is it okay and when is it just destructive?
Isn't that something? No wonder the daughter crazy and the mama crazy. There's no such thing as balance in porn. What do you think about that, Joel?
I'm not surprised. And
but can you sit with your mama and talk about porn? What were you doing, your mama? You go, let's say you go visit your mama Sunday. And she'd be like, child, I heard Adrian and her daughter and everybody talking about porn. I used to be addicted to porn. I was balanced. What would you think?
I mean, Mom.
You had to throw mama from the train.
Shut it up.
Isn't that something? These are and there are people who think this is fine.
And that's why they're able to say it publicly, because people ain't going to judge because they do it too.
This is sick. And now the little daughter messed up. Because Jada messed up. Jada mama messed up. Will messed up. And the boy, they have a son. That boy dresses sometime, right? The whole family messed up. This has nothing to do with racism. This starts in the home. What you say, Joe?
They all messed up. And the kids, and you can see it in the kids.
In a moment of honesty, Adrian, the mother, Jada Smith, goes wild-eyed. She goes wide-eyed at the thought of women that have been sexually repressed, almost if it's to suggest a sexual liberation is in order. Here's that soundbite. Watch this, folks.
I don't really think we know culturally what women like. In regards to sex.
That part.
Because women have always been repressed. Been allowed to explore in the same way as men. Men.
But I guess.
Sluts! Those are sluts. Those are sluts, and they've been made to be sluts by slut makers. Who teach that to their children?
Women haven't had a chance to explore.
What in the world are they exploring? How to be a better slut? Sluts!
And the mama like, preach.
Tomorrow I have more of this to show to you. The Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. They humiliated a white man who talked about being into porn and has almost ruined his marriage. Now they humiliated that man. But yet they're like proud of it. So either it's wrong or it's not. If it's wrong for men, it's wrong for women. And poor guy, the man didn't know enough to be embarrassed. He was just a silly. We have that for you tomorrow. But bro, this is wrong. And whomever think that what they did is right, you're in a fallen state. These people need help badly.